Trucker, Georgia congressional candidate Mike Collins on GoFundMe freezing $10 million raised for Freedom Convoy. GoFundMe executives should go to jail, that's highway robbery. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 5, 2022. Georgia trucking business executive and congressional candidate Mike Collins reacted to GoFundMe freezing a fundraiser called Freedom Convoy 2022 with over $10 million raised, telling Breitbart News on Saturday, that's highway robbery. You know what, there, truckers protesting, out there on their own dime, Collins told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle. When that truck's not rolling down the road, they're not making any money. There's no such thing as them sitting still, making money. And if our federal government had any guts, they'd put the GoFundMe executives in jail for what they're doing to them, Collins added. That's highway robbery. Listen below. Collins and Boyle were discussing the U.S. trucker convoy, inspired by the Canadian trucker convoy, that is currently being organized to protest against vaccine mandates. The U.S. trucker convoy was also censored by Facebook earlier this week, to which Collins reacted by saying, it just goes to show how much control that social media and these media platforms have gotten, to where they think they can rule over everything that goes on in America. It's time to break up a lot of these mega media giants out there, the congressional candidate added. Collins also noted that the trucking industry for decades has been pummeled with regulations and taxes. It's an industry that has been battered and beat down. And then you throw in a pandemic that happened for well over a year, where not only was there nowhere to get food through truck stops, rest areas were closed down, but you had shippers and consignees that were scared to death. You might drive up, and they might be closed, he added. It was just a very, very hard situation for drivers, and they're out there, and they know how important their job is. They are the backbone of this country, Collins affirmed. They were out there, even as their families were at home, scared, and they were scared, we all were. The congressional candidate went on to say freedom is nonetheless still important to people, which is why a vaccine mandate is just the final straw, prompting protests among truckers in Canada, and soon, the United States. And it's not just standing up for the trucking industry's rights, but this is for American rights, the Canadian, the average person's rights, Collins said. These are not your Ivy League grads, and your elite celebrities out there, or your politicians that everybody knows, he added. This is just average, everyday, ordinary, blue-collar people, and I think that's what makes it probably more special than anything. After being asked what his message is to the truckers across America who are organizing their own freedom convoy, Collins said, I guarantee you people will join in. It's time for us to take our country back, and we're doing it with everyday, ordinary people, he said. We're not doing it with the big celebs and all that, and that's what makes this shine so bright. Collins is currently leading big in a crowded field of contenders hoping to replace Representative Jody Isay, RGA, according to a recent Trafalgar Group poll. The poll shows Collins with 35.6%, followed by former Representative Paul Brown, RGA, with 11.1%. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.